This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. Broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. This is Allison Kieber. Today I'm standing in for Dale Gentry. I'll be your host today for Prophetic Tuesday. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. Prophetic Tuesday is our most listened to program throughout the week, because it's obvious people desire a word from the Lord. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. Today, I'm joined by my friend Tiffany Cummings, who will be partnering with me as we pray prophetic prayers for those of you who have liked and shared our announcement on the Dale Gentry fan page. Before we get started, I wanted to go ahead and welcome my dear friend, Tiffany. Tiffany, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Hello, everybody. My name is Tiffany Cummings, and I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon. I'm so excited to be here in the rainy Northwest. And I just a little bit about myself. I'm married with four children under the age of 13. And I am under the leadership of the Collective Church here in Portland, Oregon, under Pastors Bob and Jenny Donnelly. And I'm so thankful to be here with you.
Oh, we are so thankful to have you. Just so y'all know, I have known Tiffany for quite a few years, and I have had the opportunity to literally watch her minister in person, and she has an incredible anointing that has been placed over her life. And so I'm just so thankful that when I reached out to her and said, God told me you were supposed to do this Prophetic Tuesday with me, that she said, okay, girl, let's do it. And so here we are today. Just to be very honest with you, both of us really kind of taking a giant leap outside of our comfort zone. Although neither of us are strangers to the prophetic, this is both of our first times doing something like this over the airwaves, and so we are both very excited. Well, like I said, I am Allison Kieber. My husband Ian and I host a show here on BPN Radio called Marketplace Watch, which airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our theme for our show is We Dare Not Wait for the World to Come to Us. And with recent studies showing that only 20% of Christians regularly attend church, we know that we must take Jesus outside of the four walls of church and into the marketplace. If you'd like to learn more about how you can do that, as well as some tips and tools on how to obtain success and significance, we sure would love to have you join us on our show, Marketplace Watch, here on BPN Radio on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Now, I personally believe that one of the greatest gifts God has ever given humanity was not sight, but vision. Sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart. You can have sight, but no vision. Throughout history, progress has been made only by people who have seen things that were not yet here. Vision is seeing the future before it comes into being. It is a mental picture of your destiny. A prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she will not give you your vision. God gives you that directly, and he reveals it to you as you listen to him and as you follow him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. If God's given you a vision, know that that vision can be accompanied by a passion and not just mere interest. If it's just mere interest, it may not be the vision that God is giving you. But if it's accompanied by a passion, you can be certain that it's from God. So according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. We know that it's not a chapter or a book, but it's a word from the Lord, only a small part of a much bigger picture. A prophetic word can be a now word, it can be a future word, it can be a confirming word, or it can be a new word. You must receive this word with your spirit, understanding that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of the supernatural. Once you receive it in your spirit, you need to take ownership of the word. Write it down. Rehearse it. After your prophecy has been received, you must then rest in that word. And that is so crucial. You know, if you keep coming back for a word and another word and another word, perhaps you just need to rest in the word that's already been given to you, that has already been received in your heart. And then allow your spirit to soak it in. And then you wait for confirmation. You must then wait for the fulfillment. And just wait for that fulfillment with expectancy. You know, for me personally, my friend Callie gave me a prophetic word to start praying for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. And although I had been praying multiple times a day for my own children, the Lord knew that I was not praying beyond this. And for over a year, my husband and I prayed into that specific word. Until one day, we heard the Lord tell us that we were supposed to move to Austin from beautiful, sunny, just kidding, Pacific Northwest. That was going to be the generational move. Us moving to Austin was a generational move. That's what we heard. But we didn't act immediately. Instead, we prayed into that word more and more, and we waited with expectancy for confirmation. When confirmation came, then we acted. We loaded up the moving truck. We moved to a city we'd never seen. And nearly 1 year later, after having moved here, moving into a home that God brought us to, we met one of our beautiful neighbors, Mr. Dale Gentry. It wasn't until later that we found out that Dale Gentry was the spiritual father of the woman who had prophesied over us years prior. It was just more confirmation from God that we were walking out his word and we were walking out the right path. Proof once again that one word from God can change your life forever. All right, you guys, before we go ahead and dive into giving you words, we just want to start in prayer. And so I'd like to lead us in that prayer now. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be your vessels, Lord. Allowing us to be in a position where it has nothing to do with us. Lord, I ask that you remove every ounce of us today so that we may distribute your words to the hearts that you want to speak to today. Lord, I ask you to wash over us like a flood with your Holy Spirit. Just flood it, flood us, flood this room, flood this broadcast with your Spirit, Lord. Let it be completely, totally, 100% anointed by you. And Lord, I just ask for the hearts that are listening today, that they be opened and that the word that you have for them, that they're able to receive it, that they're able to stand in agreement with it, and that you're able to give them confirmation so that that word can be walked out and fulfilled. Lord, we know that you are a God of encouragement. You are a God of correction. You are a mighty God of understanding and love. God, we love you. We love you so much. It's in your sweet name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and get started. The first word that I have today is for Samaya C. And what we're going to be doing is we're just going to give a first name and a last initial so that we can keep this, I guess, somewhat private. And so this one is for Samaya C. Samaya, I hear the Lord saying, no more playing small. He's already spoken to you the great things that he has for you to do. And he wants you to walk out what you know is his righteous ways. I hear him say he wants you to relinquish control. He says control has been blocking the blessing that he's prepared to give to you. Just let go of that control. And he says, I'm not a God that you can fit into a box. He says, I'm a God that goes beyond all understanding. And he says, I want you to come fly with me. He says, I want you to believe in all that I have already spoken to you. No more playing small, my love. Yes, you have heard me correctly. No more playing small. Tiffany, do you have a word for Samaya? I don't know. All right.
Yes, thank you, Father, for Samaya. Father, I thank you, God, that this smallness that she's breaking out of, God, will just burst forth like a river, that you are meant for big, wide open spaces. So we disagree with that word. We thank you, Jesus, for Samaya, and I just pray for everything in her life to come into alignment. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes. So good. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And we're calling out Michelle K. Michelle K. God says he wants you to create a special and secret place where you come to be with him on a regular basis. And lately he's been asking you to fully surrender to him. And I heard this word so clear, Michelle. He says that he sees you doing so much good. He sees you, you're doing so much good. It's all you do is good. You just do good works. And he wants you to know that although he loves all of the good that you are doing, he wants to remind you that his love for you is exponential, and he will always love you this way, no matter how much good or how much wrong you do. He wants you to know that he's proud of you, and he's so proud of all of the good that you are doing. Michelle, he wants you to know that he sees you. He sees you, and he's so proud of you. But just know, you don't have to worry about buying his love. You have his love. You have his whole heart. And all that he's asking is that you create that special place that you can come and you can meet with him on a regular basis. And actually, I just heard him say, no, not a regular, a daily basis. We don't want to interpret anything wrong, incorrectly, not regular, daily basis. Come meet to him, and in that place, just fully surrender. Fully surrender. I see a picture of a gate, and it's an old gate, like a white picket fence gate that has just been really weathered, it's just weathered. Like you can't see any of the white paint on the fence anymore, but it's that kind of fence. All the paint's worn off. And it's just, it's this gate, this partial fence. And when you open it, it leads to this big, grassy, overgrown field. And so, Michelle, I don't know what that means to you. It's just a picture that I saw for you. And I hope that sits well in your heart. All right, we're calling out Jenna D. Jenna D. Jenna, I hear the Lord call you his beautiful daughter. Beautiful daughter. He says sometimes you need to be reminded of that, of how beautiful you are. And that when he looks upon you, he just has this big smile on his face because he's just so proud. He's so proud. He says your busyness is keeping you so distracted. The busyness of life is keeping you distracted. He said it's keeping you away from spending time with him. And that's not resting well with you. It's like that's bothering you. It's bothering you that the busyness of life, the busyness of motherhood, it's that all these things that are stacked, and it's taking you away from spending that cherished time with him. And he says he hears you cry out. And you cry out as if you were to say, God, where are you? Why can't I hear you like I used to? And he says, my beloved daughter, I've been speaking to you this whole time. And all the busyness of motherhood, I always know how to talk to you. You just need to listen. He says he's been speaking to you through your children, and that your children carry his message. He says you've even had hard times where you've said to your own children, what did you just say? Because it was like the wisdom that like came out of their mouths was so far beyond their years. Like it wasn't even them speaking. And he said, remember, Jenna, I'm always with you. I'm always with you. In those times, all those times, because it's happened multiple times. He says, that's me. That's me, my beautiful daughter. I've been speaking to you. And he says, you're king. Like, that's what you call him. You're king. He's your king. And that's what I hear him saying.
Yes, and for Jenna, if I can add in to Allison. Jenna, I feel like this is a season of you are, everything that Allison said is going to lead to you getting your swag back. That's what I'm hearing for you. That you're getting your groove back, that with the birth of this new baby, that all of the insecurities have fallen, all the fear is gone, and you are, it's your comeback season, girl. It is your comeback season. And you and your king, just like Allison said. And we just pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. So good. So good. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for your words of confirmation. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for just so sweetly speaking to the hearts of those that you have words for. You're so precious, Lord. You're so precious. My next word is for Ashley A. Ashley A. Ashley, God says you've been given the gift of artistry. He says your paintings are profound. But he says he's about to take them to a whole other level. He said, girl, promotion is coming. Promotion is coming. You are going to paint unlike any painting you've ever painted before. Promotion. Promotion through your gift of artistry. It's a gift that he's given to you. He says, focus on the gifts that I have given you. Stop looking to other things. You've been given a gift. Focus on your gift. He also says that he sees you taking care of so many children. That it's like you're constantly running after multiple children. And sometimes it's completely overwhelming. It just completely overwhelms you. And you cry out, Lord, why must I take care of all these children? They're not even mine. And he says, because they're mine. Because they're mine. He says, and I'm entrusting their care to you because I have well equipped your heart. He's done some major heart surgery on you. He's done some major heart surgery on you, and he has equipped your heart. You have this amazing just spirit and patience, and he says, let my love for my children pour through you, through your care for them. And although that's temporary, he says, know that you are building my kingdom. He says, do well, daughter, because this is affecting generations. Generations. Amen. Amen.
Yes. And Ashley, fear right now in the name of Jesus must go right now. All fear is leaving your body. All torment in your body, I command to go right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that fear is dropping to the floor right now. Right now. No more fear. And God, what I heard God say about you, Ashley, it was just a banner over your life. And it says, child of God. And that was it. It was very simple. Child of God. No more fear. Mm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm. Amen. Amen. The next word that I have is for Luda. Luda K. Luda. Luda, I heard the Lord saying that temptations keep popping up. But he sees you continuing to be faithful. That he sees your faithfulness through all of these temptations. It's like they just are, they're coming from like every side, and they're just constant. It's just a constant temptations being thrown at you. And it's almost like I see you like holding the shield, holding your shield of faith, holding your shield. And it's like they, you know, darts, right? Like, oh, I'm going to hold it up on the left side at the dart that's coming from the left side. Oh, switch it over to the right side there. And he says, although all these temptations, they're masked well, right? It's that they've even disguised themselves to not look like temptations. Excuse me. And, as you've grown in relationship with him, as you've grown in relationship with him, the temptations become more and more clear, and you're able to identify those. And it's like you're able to almost like you're able to laugh at them, like you know you got that shield up and you're just you're laughing at them now. Luda, he says he's planted a dream inside of your heart. He says he wants you to continue to be expectant of that dream, like a pregnant mother is expectant of all that is to come, right? A pregnant mother, like she's just expectant and she doesn't give up. And no matter how uncomfortable she gets, she doesn't get to the eighth month and just, you know, say, oh, I'm done, right? She endures, and she endures with joyful expectation. And that's this dream that he's planted inside of your heart. That's what he wants. He wants you to endure with joyful expectation. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Father, for Luda. I'm in complete agreement with that word. And we just pray into that joyful expectation. And Father, I just thank you that you are bringing her family into a divine alignment. Divine alignment is the word I hear for you, Luda. Divine alignment. And you have been so faithful to this process. You've just been so, so faithful. And God, I'm hearing God say that it's time to step up to the next level in your prayers, that you're taking this faithfulness and this joyful expectation and you're taking it to your secret place. and you are praying. And I just activate right now the prayer warrior in Ludeke. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I call forth the prayer warrior. I call forth the time in the secret place for this divine alignment this next season. And Father, I thank you that she has been faithful. She has been faithful, faithful, faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany. And thank you, Lord. You know, we are going to continue on with our prophetic Tuesday here on BPN Radio, but we want to go ahead and take a short break and just give you an opportunity. Those of you who, you know, you've had a word spoken over you to take in that word. Hopefully you've been able to journal it down. Hopefully you can stand in agreement in that word and just, you know, just settle in it, settle in that. And remember that not every word is a now word, right? That, you know, sometimes we get a word that, you know, we're like, wow, where did that come from? Right? Where did that come from? And, you know, just the best advice that I can give you is to always just take it back to Him. Take it back to Him. Let Him confirm it for you. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to worship with Bethel Music and Oceans Where My Feet May Fail. And we'll be back here on BPN Radio. Didn't realize that was the instrumental Oceans, but I don't know about you, but I love that. Sometimes just being able to listen to the instrumental side and remove the words allows me to just be able to connect to Holy Spirit and hear His words that He wants to speak to me. You know, music is so good for our soul. The very vibration, the very, very ounce of us is a vibration. And it's just so fitting that music moves us, takes us into almost a different realm, different dimension, right? So good. Well, you're back with Allison Kieber and Tiffany Cummings on BPN Radio for Prophetic Tuesday. And I'm going to turn it over to Tiffany because Holy Spirit has really been laying a lot of you on her heart. And Tiffany, why don't you take it away?
Yes, thank you. I just want to read this verse really quick before we start and just God, I just thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you for this radio station. I thank you for BPN. And Father, I just ask for an increase of provision for this radio station. I thank you for what you're doing on air through your word to your people, God. And in Psalm 29:7, it says, the voice of the Eternal cuts through with flames of fire. The voice of the Eternal rumbles through the wilderness with great quakes. The voice of the Eternal brings life. And I thank you, God, for your glory. I thank you, Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for Erica. Erica A., here's what I'm hearing for you. He just says that he hears you. Every cry, every tear, every time that you've been with him, he hears you. He hears your cry. And he says, I am with you, daughter. I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Mm-hmm. I am with you, says the Lord. For Ida R., I just heard the word rose. I saw a beautiful rose for you. One of the things about a rose is that, you know, the rose has thorns to protect itself, and it also has beautiful petals and a beautiful smell. And so, Ida R., you are 100% feminine, and you are 100% fierce. Ida Rose. I know it's Ida R., but I just kept hearing Ida Rose. So I thank you, Father, for Ida. I bless her, Lord Jesus. I bless her. I bless the work of her hands. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And for Jana N., you are our prophetic voice for the nations. You are a prophetic voice for the nations. I call forth the prophetic voice out of you in the name of Jesus. And I hear God saying, there's more. You have not yet to even step into the miracles. Mm-hmm. That you have seen mighty things. You have seen God do mighty things in your life, miracle after miracle, but there is more, says the Lord. There are more miracles to come, more miracles. I just pray that in Jesus' name. I thank you for Jana.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, Lord. And I just, I thank you, Lord, for Jana, that you say she's got a sweet, sweet spirit, just a sweet spirit. And he says, don't let the sweet spirit keep you playing small, that he's given you a loud, bold voice that belongs to only you. It belongs to only you, and only you can deliver it with the sweetness of your spirit. But he's calling you to start speaking boldly. And yes, you've seen some wonders that he's done. They've happened literally right before your eyes. You have seen them. And he says, but you need to go speak of them. People need to hear it from you. They'll understand it when they hear it from you. They'll see me when they hear it from you. And they'll know it to be truth when they hear it from you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord. I thank you for Tammy T., God. Tammy T., the word that I was hearing for you is that he loves you with an everlasting love. There's an everlasting love, like a waterfall over your life. I saw a clear picture of a waterfall. And I just thank you, God, for this love to wash over Tammy today. That right now, even as she's listening at the sound of our voices, God, that this waterfall of love will wash over her. That she will feel a tangible touch from you, God, today. A tangible touch from the top of her head to the bottoms of her feet. God, a tangible touch, God. I thank you, Jesus, that you are making yourself real in her life today, God.
Yes.
That she knows without a shadow of a doubt that you have an everlasting love for her. I thank you, Jesus, for Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And for Lindsay L., Lindsay, there's something specific that you have been asking God for. Something very specific. And this is what I was hearing him say. There's something specific, and he is hearing you. And what I heard him say was, do not get weary in the asking and in the waiting. Do not get weary. And in Galatians 6:9 is that verse for you today. Lindsay L., Galatians 6:9. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lola K., Lola, I saw there's some journals that I've been seeing lately, And this is an immediate picture that I saw for you. And it says, not all who wander are lost. He absolutely loves your awe and wonder that you have for God, for Him. And He loves your questions. I heard Him saying, I love all of your questions and all your wonder. And all of your wandering that you see, and you feel like sometimes you're wandering around lost. And He says, no, you're not lost. You just have a great awe for Me. And He loves it. He loves that about you, Lola. I thank You, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I thank You, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. It's Lord, Lola, I heard while Tiffany was speaking, I got a picture. I got a picture of you literally standing at, like you were in the middle of a rainforest, at this beautiful, lush rainforest. And it was like there was a mix of emotions. In like the first picture, I saw you standing there with your arms open wide and the biggest, brightest smile on your face. And you were in it, and you were loving it, and you were in appreciation of all that it was. You were so thankful that you were there. And then in the snap, it was, oh, wait, should I be worried that I'm here alone in the rainforest? And he's going, don't go there. Don't go there. The world wants you to go back to that place. The world wants you to go to fear, wants you to question, should I be here? Should I be so joyful about this being out in the middle of this beauty, this? And he says, don't go there, because you know that you're not alone. Go back to what I first saw, which was that go back to the joyful, go back to the just arms open wide with just like exuberance and joy and thankfulness. He says, go there, Lola. Don't let the world take you from the place that I have for you, from the things that I have for you. The world will continue to try to rob you of that, but you know deep in your heart, deep in your spirit, that this is given to you. This place is your place. Rest in it. Rest in it and be joyful in it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, God. And I thank you for Nicole L. Nicole L., what I saw was a deep well, and there's a deepness about you, says the Lord, and He loves it so much. This deepness of questioning, just the same thing that we have for Lola, just the questions that you have. He loves those deep, deep questions, the thoughts that you think. He says that it's almost like the story of the woman at the well, mm-hmm. where when she met Jesus at the well, and she says, she goes and tells the city of Samaria that I met a man who knew everything about me. Mm-hmm. And He knows you. He knows all of you. He loves all of you. But He wants you to tell your story. Mm-hmm. Tell your story of redemption. Tell mm-hmm. your story of the deepness of the work that God's done in you. And I just see you smiling and just saying, I met a man. You guys have got to meet this man. He knew everything about me, and He loves me. He loves me. He loves me, and He loves you. So I thank you, Father, for Nicole L. I just command that voice to be opened in the name of Jesus for the gospel of truth. I just speak to her story that's deep, deep, deep in that well, and we just tap that well of life, God. We just tap that well, and we thank you, Father, that you are coming forth like a river out of her mouth to share mm-hmm. the love of a man who knows everything about us. I thank you, Jesus, for Nicole L.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. And I pray, Lord, that that water, the water from the well, the water from the well, wash over Nicole. Just wash over her and just cleanse her. Just let it cleanse her. Let it just wash away the guilt and the shame. Lord, she's holding back her story for guilt and shame. And He says, no, I washed that away. I love you. I love you so, so much. And I will use that. I will use the sins of your past. I will use it for my glory. But you must tell the story. You see, the story no longer belongs to you. It's his story. It's his story of redemption. It's his story of renewal. It's his story of grace. It's his story of mercy. It's his story of love. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I see Nicole feeling the water just rush over her right now. It's just cleansing her.
Yeah.
Cleansing her of any of that shame and that guilt. It's just gone. It's gone. It's completely washed away. Completely washed away. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're so good, God. And for Grace S., you are the sweet aroma of Christ. You are the sweet aroma of Christ. Grace S. Ravon R., the word that I saw for you was redemption. Mm. There's a complete circling of redemption, and the enemy will pay for every moment that was lost in your life, everything that was stolen from you. He will repay with souls, more souls, more souls. I thank you for Ravon's voice. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for Jessica R. Jessica R., he is bringing a stability to the things that feel wobbly in your life. I saw a table with, the table had all the legs on it, so it wasn't missing anything. You're not missing anything. There's just a little bit of twisting that needs to happen in one of these legs. I just saw the leg twisting shut, and just that stability coming with like a turning of the key, just a quick stability to your life. And the enemy can make you feel like these wobbly places are giant things that are missing, that are irreplaceable, that are hopeless. And I felt the Lord saying that it's just a simple turn of one of the legs, and that stability is back in an instant. It's an instant stability that he's bringing to your life. Mm. So I thank you, Father, for Jessica R. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for Hannah D. Hannah D., he is giving you strength upon strength in the areas that you felt weak. He's giving you strength. He also, I heard him saying, he sees all the little things that you do for others. You're such a giver, and this is his heart. His heart is just all these little things that you're doing. He is noticing. He sees you. He notices you. He loves you. And just keep doing those little things. Those little things matter in the big scheme. So I thank you, Father, for Hannah D. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Allison, I'm going to go ahead and pass it back to you.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I call out Reba Q. Reba, I see a sword. Saw it so clearly. I saw a sword when I took your name to the Lord. And it was the sword of the Spirit. You see, he sees you as a kingdom builder. And he set you upon your way. And although every day you put your armor of God on, as Ephesians 6:10-18 instructs us, It's the questioning of your knowledge of his word, and he says that's where you're struggling. You're struggling with the knowledge of his word, and he says, arm yourself with my sword. He said he's been refining your gift to speak boldly, and he wants you to speak his word boldly, without question, that, and it's going to take full surrender, full trust, full faith, because that your spirit it gets stirred up because I don't know the word, I don't know it word for word, I don't, and he says, yes, you do, you carry my sword. And he said, be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak his truth. And then I heard him say, evangelize, 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 evangelize. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And I've got a word for Pastor Garrett and Amy C. Pastor Garrett and Amy see. I hear the word recalibrate. Recalibrate. The Lord says, do not grow weary. He keeps telling you that. You keep hearing it over and over and over again. And you're like, Lord, I'm trying. I'm trying. And I'm trying not to grow weary, but I feel weary. I feel weary. And he says, he's breathing new life into your congregation right now. Right now, he's breathing new life. He's aligning, he's equipping, and he's bringing the right people. He says, all of the people that you have been praying for, he's bringing them all. He's bringing them all. They're coming in. They're coming. Be expectant. Recalibration is taking place. And Amy, as I was praying over your names, I specifically saw you, and that he said he sees you in your prayer closet. He says he sees you on your knees and you're praying. You pray for so many. You pray for so many. And he wanted to acknowledge that he sees that. He hears you. He's so thankful that you're one of your prayer warrior. That you're one of his sweet, beautiful daughters. Oh, you're obedient, Amy. You are obedient. And he loves that. He loves that. And Garrett, I hear him say, increase is coming, my son. Increase is coming. Amen. Amen.
Garrett and Amy, I also saw a big light up sign, and it had lights all around it. It was flashing, and the word was a resounding yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I saw for you, yes.
That's good.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's good. That's so good.
Deanne S., I call out to you. God says your humility rarely allows you to do this. But he wants you to stand back, and he wants you to look at all that has been done for his kingdom because of your obedience. Because of your obedience. And he wants to be very clear. You're not standing and looking back and saying, look what I did, right? It's not for Deanne to look around and say, look what I did, right? It's to say, look what he has done through me. Because of obedience. He says, you have the gift of teacher. He says, keep teaching others what obedience is and what it looks like for the glory of the Lord. And I heard him say, my kingdom come, my will be done. And it was like, I underlined it like 100 times, will. His will be done. He said, lean into his will. Lean into his will. Deeper. You go deep with the Lord, but he wants you to go deeper. Deeper than you've ever leaned before. And it's like I heard the word whisper. He's been whispering his will to you in the night, in your dreams. And it's like through each dream, it becomes more and more clear, but it's such a faint whisper that you have, and he's deliberate. He's deliberate so that you will lean in as close as you possibly can so that you can hear his will, because he wants only you to hear it, because it's for you to deliver. It's for you to deliver. And he says, it's a whole new season. It's a whole new season. He says, I'm the great teacher. I am the great teacher, and I have anointed you with this gift in this strength of teaching. Let them hear your voice, for when they hear you teach, they will hear my voice and they will hear my teachings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to jump to Chrissy J. Chrissy J, I saw you dancing. I saw a clear picture of you dancing. You had a huge smile on your face. You were twirling and dancing. You had so much joy. And you just were filled with an abundance of joy. And I just command right now that everything the enemy has stolen from you will be repaid in Jesus' name. And anything that's out of alignment, we just call back into perfect alignment, back into perfect alignment in your life right now in the name of Jesus. And a restoration of joy, a restoration of joy. You will dance again, says the Lord. You will dance. You will dance. You will dance. You will dance. Thank you, Jesus, for Chrissy J. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I call out Maria. Maria, I did not write down your last initial. Maria.
Maria N.
Okay. Maria N.
Thank you, God.
Maria, I saw a picture immediately. I got a picture, and it was a woman standing in the ocean. But it's okay, so I see her standing. I'm on the backside of her, so I see what she sees looking forward. And she's standing where the water only comes up to her ankles. Right? She's it's almost like she's just got her little jeans kind of rolled up, so the water's just crashing against her ankles. The clouds are you know, abundant. The skies are overcast. There's a grayness out in the horizon. And he says, "You've been scared to step out into the water any further, despite his repeated calls to do so." And you keep telling him, "Lord, I can't swim. I don't know how. I don't know how to step any further. I want to, but I don't know how, and I'm scared." And he says, "Trust me. Trust me. The waves, they will crash over you. Yet you will remain standing firm." He said, "It's time to come deeper with me. No need to be scared." He said, "For I am everywhere, and even the waves obey my commands, for I am the ocean. Soon the waves will dissipate and you will feel cleansed and renewed." It's like this woman, she's standing there. The wave washes over her completely, totally. It goes all the way over her. And when it dissipates, she's standing firm in the same exact spot, but she's different. She's cleansed and renewed. He says, "You will have forgotten. You will have forgotten what it ever felt like to be scared to step into my deep." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes. That's so awesome. God, I thank you for Maria. And I saw something very similar, Maria. It was just a different scene. You were in a boxing match, and just you, when you feel like you have nothing left, God sits you down in the corner and gives you water and heals your wounds. And he said, "I am on your side, Maria. I am on your side. I have you. I'm on your side." And he is just, I feel like he's bringing you into that corner, that chair that the boxers sit in when they take a little bit of a rest and a break. And he's just cleaning you up, and he's just loving on you and saying, "I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm right here." I thank you, Jesus, for Maria. Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you, God. Thank you. And that is going to really conclude our time that we have with you here today. And I know that Tiffany and I, we both have several words for many of you that we did not get to. And, you know, we hope that and pray that we have the opportunity to come back here on BPN Radio and be with you and share with you again. So thank you for letting us be with you today. Signing off for Allison Kieber and Tiffany Cummings on Prophetic Tuesday, BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time day or night to pray with Dale Gentry.